Callum, you're a young man, but you seem to have played in an awful lot of these big games. What's it like, Wembley week, for you?
Yeah, exciting. Mix of everything, a bit of big excitement, a bit of nerves, and just something that you want to do as a rugby player. You want to be part of a huge event like this, and my club's been very fortunate to be a part of a lot for the past couple of years. So for me, it's very exciting and looking forward to what should be a great final.
What's it like playing at Wembley?
Yeah, it's special. It's very special. The atmosphere is fantastic. You know, it's a huge pitch. It's something that I like playing on. Probably for everyone, it's someone that they like playing on as well. So to be there again is a privilege, and you know, we're looking forward to as a club hopefully going in there and performing well.
Because you won the trophy last year as a club, it was nice to get the monkey off your back, if you like, even if that's a monkey the media have put on your back, because everyone was putting pressure on Leeds haven't won. Now you've been and won, does it feel a bit different this year?
It's probably been a little bit more relaxed, I think, in terms of obviously having that pressure of going to a final again and trying to win, and trying to finally win as well. So moments like that, like last year, was very, very special, very emotional for us as well. But again, you know, an opportunity has come across again this year, and there's always that added on pressure on going to win it, and we've got to prepare our best to give ourselves a great chance.
There's a lot of your teammates moving on to new things, new challenges, new sports for many of them. It's going to be a happy but a sad occasion, I guess, isn't it? Last time at Wembley for you as a group.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be, you know, very sad. But hopefully in a good and happy way as well, in terms of how we get on there. So I think for them, they focus a lot on the team, and they want the best for the team, and probably not mention it as much in terms of, you know, obviously it'll be their last time playing there. So no, for Kev, JP and Kyle, it's obviously a huge moment for them. But I think they'll be focused a lot on how the team are going to go, and then, you know, hopefully if things go well, then we can talk about it then.
What's it like walking out at Wembley? 80,000, there's going to be over 80,000 there. What's it like for you as a player? Do you get a chance to notice it all? Is it a blur? What's it like?
It's very, very nerve-wracking, obviously, going out there against a huge crowd. And the atmosphere is fantastic, just absolutely fantastic. It's like, you know, what you dream as a lad, becoming a rugby league player, and then obviously having a chance to play at Wembley for the Challenge Cup. You know, watching it as a kid on TV, and to be there now, like for me, is huge, and such a massive step into. Having an opportunity to win another piece of silverware again, but we know we've got a tough opponent across us in Hull KR, which will be a tough test for us.
Yeah, because they upset the odds on more than one occasion in the cup so far. Everyone has you down as favourites, and rightly so. But they're going to give you something to think about, aren't they, on Saturday?
Yeah, you're right, and no, they're a good side. And on form, when they're on form, they can trouble a lot of teams. And it shows that, and in terms of the rounds that they've played in, the teams that they've played in as well, and they fully deserve to be here and have the opportunity to win. And you know, we've got to be the team to prevent that. And you know, we're certainly looking forward to what should be a tough test against a team that will, you know, I know will play at their best, with their huge following, their crowd as well. You know, both sets of fans will be roaring, and set a huge atmosphere. You know, it's the pressures and moments, who can deal with that best will come out winners.